Baltimore's Inner Harbor is a city landmark, a lively spot popular with tourists because of its restaurants, bars, and music venues, all around a body of water that was, until recently, choked with trash. NPR's Julia Botero reports on one man's innovative yet old-fashioned method of cleaning up the harbor.
I'm standing on the dock of the Inner Harbor. It's a beautiful Thursday afternoon. The sun is shining. I'm looking down at the water, and right in front of me, I see not one, but two, three, four, five, six cigarette butts, an empty bag of Cheetos, a Swiss rolls wrapper. John Kellett brings his speedboat close to the dock where I'm waiting.
Hi.
Hi, I'm John.
Hi,
so he's come to show me his solution for the trash problem in Baltimore's Inner Harbor. We speed past the promenade to the center, Pier 6, where the water wheel is docked.
We can hop off and get on board, check out the wheel.
It looks sort of like a cross between a spaceship and an uncovered wagon and an old mill. It's pretty unique in its look, but it's also doing a really good job getting this trash out of the water.
Kellett used to walk by this pier on his way to work every day. He'd notice all the plastic cups and bottles floating in the water and heard tourists calling the harbor disgusting. It bugged him. Kellett approached Baltimore officials with his ideas for removing the trash, and they listened.
I started out thinking maybe we could bale it like a hay baler, and then I said, well, that's not necessary. Maybe we can make it even simpler. We can just use the power of the runoff that brings it to collect it.
Kellett is talking about the runoff from the Jones Falls River. He's placed a water wheel where the river spills into the harbor. After a rainstorm, trash lingering on Baltimore's streets, like that Cheeto bag and cigarette butts I saw earlier, gets swept into storm drains and ends up here. We watch as a 7-Eleven cup makes its way towards the wheel.
Yep, here it comes. The cup is trying to sink. And it's going to push it up to the conveyor.
And into a dumpster. Since the water wheel began churning in May, it's removed more than 50 tons of trash from the harbor. That's made business owners very happy. Bill Floor runs Baltimore's East Marina.
The water wheel's been a time saver for us. It seems to be collecting probably 95% of what we normally had to pick up by hand.
The city used to catch the trash with crab nets.
I liken it to having a box of mice, letting them go in a gymnasium, and having two people try to corral them. The mice spread out, the trash spreads out, and it's a long job to get it clean.
John Kellett and his nephew replace a full dumpster with an empty one to get ready for the rainy night ahead.
Grab it. Now back up. There we go. Now you got it.
It's been a wet couple of days, and the water wheel has already collected 11 tons of trash this week. But Kellett knows his invention doesn't solve Baltimore's trash problem. He's hoping the thousands of tourists who see the water wheel realize every Cheeto bag that ends up on the ground may eventually float by on the water. Baltimore wants to make the Inner Harbor clean enough for swimming by 2020. For NPR News, I'm Julia Botero.